Called order the municipality of the District of St. Mary's regular council meeting today is the 24th of March. It is 5:01 PM. Excuse me, we acknowledge that we are gathering the Mi'kma'ki traditional unceded territory, the Mi'kmaq people. Live roll call, please.
Warden Fuller.
Here.
Deputy Warden Lloyd.
Here.
Counselor Beaver.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Tippett.
Here.
Also in chambers tonight, the CAO Leslie McFarland, Marion Fraser, the Director of Finance and Treasurer, Janelle Fleet, our interim municipal clerk, and Mallory Thibault, Director of Community Development and Recreation. Before you have the agenda for tonight's meeting, are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
I'll second.
Seconded by Counselor O'Connell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is approved. Before you have the minutes of the council meeting held Wednesday, March 4th, 2025. Are there any additions or errors or omissions to those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Is there any business arising from the minutes? Hearing none.
I can advise from council provide direction to issue a press release that night, and that was done, and as well notices on our website, as well as the Facebook page regarding the provincial budget cuts and encouraging people to contact their MLAs. So that was done. The follow-up was done.
Terrific.
There was a lot of good feedback on that meeting.
And you can tell that we do not have 52 people in here tonight.
I know, strange.
All right, moving on to number 7, presentation of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Sergeant Natasha Farrell, the Guysborough County Commander for the RCMP, and take it away.
Thank you. So I think it's been a while since I've been here, maybe 6 months. But what's new is the RCMP is transitioning to blue shirts. We've been wearing gray shirts since as far back as the RCMP stopped riding horses. So it's a big change for us. It's part of our modernization. We've been putting media releases out there, just letting the public know, because the transition is slow. They're doing it province by province. They started in PEI and then moved to us. We each only have a handful of shirts, so some of the members will be wearing their gray shirts and their blue shirts until we have enough to get us through a set. In the meantime, if there's any concerns by citizens, they can ask us for ID. They can always call our dispatch line and just confirm that it is a police officer. So since I wrote this last, because I was going to come during the big meeting and then we rescheduled, I don't know if you've noticed a few new faces, maybe among your RCMP. We have two council members that are on paternity leave. So I had to do some juggling, and I took Andrew Fiddler from this side and brought him over to Guysborough to act in a purple spot. So you have Noah Nudo over here in his spot, and he's filling that position. So you still have four members that are assigned out here. It's just a different face. And in May, we're going to have a reservist. So we're starting to use reservist constables a little bit more, the retired members have come back, and they lose their rank. So if I retired tomorrow, came back, I'd be Constable Farrell as a reservist. But they usually have a lot of experience, and they've traveled all over the world working in different detachments. So we have one reservist right now on the east side, and we have another one that will be moving into Cameron Road in May, and we'll have him here until October. So you may see another face, Enoch Bung. He taught at Depot a few years ago. When I was in Picto, he worked as a reservist there for a bit. So we'll be fully staffed all the time. It just may be different faces that you see showing up to calls or, yeah, pulling people over, but we just want to make sure that you guys are getting that, getting a full complement. Our current priorities, so I'm reporting on October to December of 2025. Our priorities continue to be road safety. So we did a lot of check stops, speeding, enforcement, school zone safety, and impaired driving. Recently, we had a single vehicle collision in Aspen where there was a rollover. We had eyewitnesses that helped us and told us that she was flying through the area. So she was above the legal limit and we did blood demand on her. We've also had the Northeast Nova Traffic Services members come down. So we're realizing that maybe our members aren't able to get out there all the time. And some of the smaller areas, we're usually in the main center so that, you know, we can respond to calls. But they're coming down and getting into those smaller communities where we're getting complaints of traffic speeding in the area or just not traveling safely. Building community relationships. Our members continue to take part in events. We still want to know what's happening in the community so that we can show up just so that you know who we are when you need us. Some pictures here is of Constable Noah Nudo. He attended the Halloween treat thing that we had at the rink.
Yeah, the parade night.
Supposed to be at the village, but the weather didn't cooperate.
That's a theme this year.
And I know, and it's continued not to cooperate. We had Andrew Fiddler and Tammy Hudak came over from Canso to help him with a food drive. So last year we did a cram with a cruiser and great results from that. The community just like, they're so great to come and just donate food. So our part is very simple, just throwing on the lights and just letting people know like this is what we're doing and they bring the food. So again, we had a couple truckloads going to local pantries, which is nice. And then Corporal Doucette attended the school Remembrance Day ceremony in Red Surge. So between October 1st and the end of December, for St. Mary's total calls were 131. Number of criminal code charges coming out of that was 2. Number of traffic charges, 8. Traffic warnings, 17. Collisions we responded to was 12. And well-being checks continues to be one of those higher numbers where we're checking on people just to make sure they're okay. Maybe due to mental health or just family member hasn't heard from them in a while. So we do have a new way to pull our stats and make these nice little charts. But the issue with our district is it only does it for all of Geismar County. So this chart that you see shows where our highest number of time is spent, and that's on road safety. So for all of Geismar District during that time frame, 61 calls or self-generated work being with road safety. Mischief was the next one. So like vandalism or just somebody, you know, bothering their neighbors or that sort of thing. Well-being checks, again, high. But that's where your local members are spending most of their time is on those calls. On April 1st of every year is when we do up our annual performance plan. Last year we did town halls, inviting people to come. We didn't have a whole lot of people show up, but the people that showed up gave us great feedback, helped us set those priorities for our fiscal year of April 1st to March 31st of this year. And that was what I just went through, road safety, building those community relationships. And another thing we do is check on offenders in our area. So we usually have more on the other side of the Geismar District than we do on this side. But anybody that is serving their sentence in the community and they're on a release order for conditions or house arrest or curfew, we're checking on those people to make sure that they're abiding by their conditions. Because it seems to be feedback that we're getting is that It's a little worrisome. People might know that there's somebody living in their community that's serving a sentence, don't really know what it's about, but if we're checking on them and we can reassure them that, you know, we're doing that quite often, then it's just, it makes them feel a little bit safer in their community. One other thing that is coming up, Guysborough Municipality has started a police advisory board. I know that's being mandated to all the municipalities. We do have a liaison between the RCMP and Department of Justice coming to Guysborough on April 21st at 6 p.m. And she's going to do like a question and answer, an overview of what a police advisory board does, what their purpose is. I know you guys haven't established one, but if you're curious about it, if you have questions about what it entails, you're all welcome to attend and ask questions. Or if there's one counselor that maybe says, you know, I think I'm interested in this, then that's what we've noticed on the other side, is that there's one counselor that comes to our meetings and she's interested in it. So it's just an opportunity. We don't get people from the big city to come down to these areas very often to deliver this and to speak to us in person. So we want to make sure that when they're here, we get to ask them absolutely any questions that are on your mind. So that's April 21st. Are there any questions? Yeah.
I'll do the easy one first. The traffic accident up in Aspen.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for getting the bumper out of the gutter?
So it would be Department of Transportation.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Anything that's left on a roadway. Yeah.
That one was easy.
Yeah.
The second one. Now, this person from the big city who's come to talk to Guysborough, they do realize that we are not Guysborough. We're a whole separate municipality.
Yes, and they do expect that you're going to have your own.
But would they come here to explain it as opposed to us going to Guysborough?
I could try at a later date if they want to come down once you have. Yeah, I know that there's been some questions about the setup and what it looks like. So I thought that would be a good, because I'm not the person to answer those questions, although I'm at the meeting and I'm representing the RCMP. It is up to the municipalities to build these police advisory boards. So it just gives a chance that since you're in the building stages, for you to ask questions like, what are the requirements? What are, and then once you have your board set, then they could come down and speak to everybody and train those elected or, you know, appointed people.
We so often get confused with Guysborough.
Yeah, I know you're not Guysborough. I lived here for 4 years. yeah, it's just, it's a good opportunity because just living through the MOGD's time with the police advisory board, they're learning as they go. And for that, it's a very slow process because they haven't been through it before. I guess luckily when I was in PICTO, I attended a lot of them. So I know how they run, but it really shouldn't come down to me leading it, because it's supposed to be the accountability of the RCMP. It's supposed to be your community members asking the RCMP, like, you know, we're not seeing you in Country Harbor. There's been a number of collisions and me going back and saying, I'm going to get our analysts to run the stats and see how many collisions have been in that area, and then send a member down there to see if maybe there is an issue. And is it speeds postings that are not accurate, or is it people that are going too fast for road conditions? So
usually,
but we don't know until we look into it. So yeah, like, I don't know the answer. They probably will come down, absolutely, because they just want people to build it. But this is a chance for one or a number of you to come and ask those questions, like, what's our obligation? You know, what do we have to do this? If we decide that we don't want to do this, what are the repercussions of that? And that's stuff I can't answer, but Danielle Desjardins, she's the liaison officer for the Department of Justice, and she's fluent in all of that, and she can answer all those questions. I just think it will give you an upper hand for when your bill be.
Counselor Connell.
Yeah, actually, that was the question that I had, looking at the number of collisions. And all of Guysboro, there were 15, but in St. Mary's, there were 12. So I was just wondering, again, getting back to what you were just discussing.
Yeah.
Is a pattern there? Do we have more open stretches? And again, you know, are posted speed limits wrong? Is traffic condition or is road condition bad? So this is something that we would have to raise, not with you, but with, you were saying, it's separate.
Nope, that stuff you would raise with me.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of the counselors do.
Okay.
So if counselors are noticing that there's a particular section where it's like every time I drove to work in the last month, there's been a car off the road, or if you're just concerned, like after tonight, I can go back and I'll look at where those collisions were. And then we can determine, like, was it all within one day? What was the weather like? Was it a certain time of day? And then we can get our members to go out, and we call it a selective traffic enforcement program. So we usually run it for 6 weeks where we get them to go out and just do traffic enforcement. And then they write a report every time they do it. And they'll say, I was out there for 40 minutes between this time and this time. I observed approximately 12 cars. I pulled over 3 cars doing speed, like, yeah, going over the speed limit. And it just paints a picture for us, whether it's like, okay, nobody's speeding, but there's people like losing control around this turn. So then we would come back to you and say, this is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be something to bring up with DOT to say,
That's very good, because you're probably aware of the curve on Cochrane Hill where we've had a number of accidents.
Yeah.
And we've had discussions with DOT, but we haven't had much feedback from DOT.
Yeah.
With that particular.
So we can definitely do it there. Yeah, we can start that. And I assign every member in the detachment an ask. So we'll run it for 6 weeks, and then I can send it to you. I can email it to you, or I can email it to Janelle to send to you once we're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just noticed the numbers were, as I say, 15 in all of Guysboro.
Exactly.
We have 12 of those in our district. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Right, you should.
Well, I am sorry. Just before you go. Now, I've brought this up a few times, and we have a daycare on the number 7, just down from where the RCMP station is.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned this a few times. I live on Cameron Road, so I do notice the traffic flow. And it's in excess of the posted speed limit there. And it's, you know, it's just quite disconcerting because of not just the fact that there are children there, but that is a congested area where you have Hospital Road coming up out of the, you know, the lower portion up into that area there. And of course you have the bridge, and then over the bridge, boom, there's a sudden stop. So I notice, and it's been a number of years since I lived here and noticed it. But if you do have a chance, perhaps in your, you know, enforcement to maybe look at that area.
Yeah, we can look for that area as well. Perfect. What is the speed limit there?
The posted speed limit is 50.
Okay.
No, I live on Cameron Road.
Oh, we live on Cameron.
But right at the end of Cameron Road is where the daycare is.
Yeah, I know where it is there.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if they ever looked into, I don't know what the parameters are for like a playground.
We've looked at that.
Yeah.
We've gone through DOT on that one as well. It's not considered a playground.
Okay.
And any reduction in speed, they won't entertain it in that particular area. Like, you know, it's not considered a school grounds.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just, and I have spoke to the proprietor of the the establishment, so.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at options of moving the signage close, like the daycare signage closer to the road.
Yeah.
And the daycare, you know, putting, you know, slow down signs on our property, but that is sort of, you know, you might see it when you zoom past it, but you're not gonna see it when you approach.
And will DOT put like slow children ahead, like you'll see those, they won't put those either. Yeah, we can definitely do enforcement in that area. Yeah, just to slow people down, and the whole point of like these, we call them STEP, because it's like the strategic traffic enforcement programs, so we'll say a STEP program. But it's like part of its education.
Yeah.
It's like you wanna educate people and then you do an enforcement, but it's just slowing people down so that they start watching.
Yeah, and it can be just one of those, you know, where you have those emotion centered speed limits on it, speed.
Oh, those are expensive, you don't wanna mention that to your council.
Oh, so you don't have those as portable?
No, we don't, it's up to each municipality to purchase them.
Okay.
In Colchester, they purchased one for their RCP, they're extremely expensive. So, yeah, sometimes Colchester will let other areas borrow it, but it's very rare.
Is it Colchester or Trill?
No, it's Colchester, yeah. And so we were able to borrow it for like a week in Picto, but I know they looked into getting their own, and it was, yeah, it is really expensive.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Gonna reach an out, yeah, I know the mayor of Trill.
We love them, we think that they're great, but I know they're huge expense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as they're mentioned, you guys are ready to quit.
Maybe I'll just go with a red flag.
Yeah, but we can definitely do enforcement in Concord Hill and there.
Yeah.
And yeah, and even like as counselors, if people are saying that there's an area. I know in Larry's River, we had one of the counselors said like, I don't know if it's an issue, and I said, well, we'll get out there, we'll do a STEP program. And then I just do up a one-page report, I would send it to Scott or Eula and say, this is what we came up with, and you can share it with anybody, like it's not secret information, it's the RCP was out here this many times, this is what we saw. And it just lets you know whether it is an issue or if it's just people are perceiving that. I think they're going too fast, but when we get out there, it's like, well, they're not really, but maybe that is too quick for that area of road.
They speed down by home, but it was so wonderful one day because there was an RCMP member sitting in my driveway talking to my husband and zoom, he was gone. And she did try to get away from him, but she did not make it.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, and think about it, if there's any other priorities that you think that we should be focusing on for 2026, but if not, we'll probably stick with being in the community and just building those relationships, road safety, and then doing the offender management too. But if there's anything else that you feel that we're missing, then we can definitely look at it.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Right, that leaves brings us to number eight, recommendations from committees of council. I do have an addition to one of the recommendations, and it was, excuse me, just one sentence missed, piece of a sentence missing out of one of them. If we move down to March 4th, the recommendation of Council Beaver, second by Deputy Warden Malloy. Council approved the due to the excessive cost of the dry hydrants that they be paused. We also said the fire services capital reserve policy be paused until we actually have one, and just kind of forgot to write that one in there. So I would, when we get to that, I would propose the addition of the fire services capital reserve policy for your consideration. So that being said, recommendations from the internal committees of council, from the committee of the whole on February 18th, On the motion of Councilor Thibault and seconded by Councilor Bieber, council requested staff to provide recommendations to council regarding the letter from Robin McDougall about childcare facilities. Can I have a motion to accept that recommendation?
I'll make the motion.
For Bieber?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Deputy Warden Loy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Also on the recommendation of Councilor Thibault and seconded by Councilor Bieber, council agreed to combine the volunteer appreciation event, first responder event, and healthcare appreciation event into one community heroes appreciation event. I have a motion to accept that recommendation.
I'll motion.
Councilor O'Connell?
I'll second it.
Councilor Thibault, all those in favor?
Aye.
That is approved. From the Committee of the Whole on March the 4th, 2026, on the recommendation of Councilor Bieber, seconded by Councilor Thibault, council approved the selection of the St. Mary's District Lions Club to provide catering service for the provision of monthly snacks at a maximum cost of $9,072 for the term of March 2026 to February 2027, with funding to be provided by the Office of Healthcare Professionals Recruitment Fund received by the municipality.
Make that motion.
Councilor Thibault?
I'll second it.
Deputy Warden Loy, all those in favor?
Aye.
That recommendation is approved. Motion is approved. On recommendation of Councilor Mount, Deputy Warden Malloy. Let's fix that one. Councilor Mallory? No. Deputy Warden Malloy, seconded by Councilor Bieber, council declare the property at 8164 Highway 7, PID 37501871, AAN 04147405, to be no longer required for the purposes of the municipality.
Make that recommendation.
Councilor O'Connell?
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilor Bieber. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And on the recommendation of Councilor Bieber, seconded by Councilor Deputy Warden Malloy, council approved that due to the excessive cost of installing dry hydrants combined with ineffective functionality, investment in dry hydrants be paused, and that the fire services capital reserve policy be paused as considered as part of the broader policy and governance review associated with implementing the Support for Fire Service, the Fire Protection Services Act, that is the provincial act. And I have a motion to approve that.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Councilor Bieber?
Second.
Councilor O'Connell, all those in favor?
Aye.
That is approved. On the recommendation of Councilor O'Connell, seconded by Councilor Thibault, council approved that the deputy warden and the CAO, the warden, deputy warden, and CAO, be approved to attend, approve the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities Spring Conference in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, from April 29th to May 1st.
Make that motion.
Councilor Thibault?
Seconded.
Councilor Bieber, all those in favor?
Aye.
And lastly, on the recommendation of Deputy Warden Loy, seconded by Councilor Bieber, council approved that all five members plus the CAO to be approved to attend the Nova Scotian Federation of Municipalities Fall Conference in November 2026, with attendance to be confirmed pending the announcement of the conference details.
Motion to approve.
Councilor O'Connell?
I'll second it.
Councilor Thibault, all those in favor?
Aye.
Approved. On recommendation of Councilor Thibault, seconded by Councilor O'Connell, council confirms that new members of council will attend the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Conference in Edmonton, Alberta, from June 4th to June 7th, 2026.
I'll make that motion.
Deputy Warden Loy?
I'll second it.
Councilor Thibault, all those in favor?
Aye.
On recommendation of Deputy Warden Malloy and seconded by Councilor Thibault, we approve the annual general meeting to be set for 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, April 21st, 2026.
Warden, after you have a motion and second, or before you vote on that, may I add something on that item?
Well, that the one, the for the AGM?
Yes.
Yes, add.
Do you want a motion or mover and seconder first, or?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Then you can add.
Okay.
Your motion to approve. Councilor O'Connell.
Second.
Councilor Bieber. Ed, what do you have?
I would like to propose to council, in light of what Sergeant Farrell had mentioned, we might want to consider moving the AGM to Monday, April 27th, to allow myself and possibly one or more members of council to attend the meeting at 6 p.m. in Guysboro about the police advisory boards, recognizing that it's already happening because of their police advisory board. Not to say we wouldn't be able to have Danielle Desjardins back here again another time, but that following Monday would not conflict with NSFM in Yarmouth, but would allow participation in both those events, if that's something that might be acceptable to council.
Thanks.
We already have a meeting there. Yeah, thank you, because we already have a meeting of council on the 22nd.
Am I right?
Joint Council.
Yes, joint council, right. So we can't do that, but wondering if Monday, the 27th for the AGM might be an acceptable alternative.
It works for me.
Works for me.
Councilor O'Connell, Councilor Thiel.
It should, yeah.
With that adjustment, as opposed to the 21st, go to 27th. All those in favor?
Aye.
That is approved. Set on the calendar real quick.
We'll get that out right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in light of that, would council be interested in having a motion to approve the attendance? It doesn't mean you all have to go, but to approve the attendance of council and the CAO at that meeting in council, that would allow you to claim the mileage for that event. And we can determine later who's exactly going to be able to attend. Is that something that council would like to make a motion about? For April 21st?
Sure, I'll motion to approve those members of council who wish to attend that meeting to do so.
So, second.
I'll second this.
Councilor O'Connell, Councilor Thiel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
And last on the list, on the recommendation of Councilor O'Connell, seconded by Deputy Warden Malloy, the council award the Old Road Hill Multi-Use Trail Design Contract to Street Engineering Limited in the amount of $25,145 plus applicable taxes, with $6,286.25 plus applicable taxes to be funded through the approved 2026 capital budget, and $18,858.75 plus applicable taxes from the Connect to funding received from the province of Nova Scotia.
I'll make the motion.
Councilor Bieber.
I'll second it.
Deputy Warden Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Brings us to the long list of recommendations. Any other matters of business? Hearing none, that brings us to the CAO report, which you've all had a copy of. CAO will entertain any questions. I do have one. Section number three, the EMO-REMO. Say that 10 times fast. You said the selection process is underway. I believe you have an update.
Yes, we do. We are pleased to announce the three parties are pleased to announce that a candidate has been selected and has accepted the offer. She'll be starting on April 14th. And her name is Kelsey Reese, and she's a paramedic in the local area. She's very excited about the opportunity. She's been very active in working with youth, as well as in her role as a paramedic. She's a extensive volunteer. She's originally from the area. She and her partner are hoping to settle in the Giants Lake area currently living in the Antigonish area. It's a really great fit. We're really excited about the opportunity. So I'm really looking forward to working with her.
Good.
Great. Yeah. The announcement will be formally put out, but she was comfortable with me doing a verbal announcement to council tonight.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any questions for the CAO regarding any other items in the report? And thank you, Leslie. It's nice to have a brief outline of everything that's happened in the last.
Just one question, and it's just confirmation, which we just discussed on the dry hydrants. But in the update for both Fisherman's Harbor and Liscombe, next steps are under review. I take it that the update is now pause. That is the update.
Mm-hmm. Right, because this report was as of end of February, and only tonight council just approved those decisions.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Yeah.
I will now entertain a motion to go in camera. It's 17:36 hours.
I'll make that motion.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
Second.
Councilor Beaver, all those in favor?
Aye.
In camera. It is 17:43. We are back in open session. We have a recommendation that council approve the shared service agreement with the municipality of the District of Guysborough for dog control, building inspection, and subdivision processing and land use services be renewed as per the updated schedule of fees for the period of April 1, 2026 through March 31st, 2031. I have a mover.
I will move that.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilor Beaver. All those in favor?
Aye.
That recommendation is approved by council. That being no further items on the agenda, it's 17:44 and the meeting is closed.